I first got involved in the Iditarod in 1974 as a result of my acquaintance with Howard Farley. I was living on St. Lawrence Island, and he was in Nome, and he had a dog mushing concession there, and he encouraged me to run the race, and of course, I did want to, so I did the next year. One of my most memorable experiences with Terry Atkins that year in 74, we had a horrible storm in the pass, and then we went back to Rainy Pass Lodge and then proceeded the next day or maybe 2 days later and camped down near Hell's Gate. We didn't go through Rainy Pass that year, but Hell's Gate was the route. Being that this is the 50th year of the Iditarod, I just wonder where the time went. It doesn't seem all that long ago. My kids have run it. My daughter ran the Junior Iditarod, and just life goes by so fast. I can't believe it's been 50 years. What do I know for sure about life? Well, about the only thing I really know for sure is that everything just keeps repeating itself. There's not all that much that's brand new. We just live over and over again.